despite the U.S. Federal Reserve's assurances that it will keep interest rates near record lows for the next 2 years, all the gains made this week evaporated, even before the opening bell. On closer examination, New York trader Keith Bliss says many now see the Fed announcement as an admission that the world's most powerful central bank is out of ammunition.
The Fed is basically out of bullets. It's similar to those Hollywood movies where you see the guy fire all his bullets and now the only thing he has left to do is throw his gun.
But Bliss says the slowing U.S. economy is not the only issue roiling the markets.
And this is how skittish and temperamental the market is. It reacts not only to factual aspects and fundamental aspects of what's going on, but also to rumors. So there's a rumor that S&P was going to downgrade France debt. There's rumors that there are French and German banks that are in trouble because they're holding a lot of the sovereign debt over in Europe.
Some see the combination of a weak U.S. outlook and the prospects of another debt crisis in Europe as a recipe for a double-dip recession. Financial expert John Hennis tells VOA even the remedy is fraught with peril.
We have a debt problem in the United States. We have a debt problem in Europe. And to get out of a debt problem, you have to reduce debt. And when you reduce debt, you end up having slow economic growth.
It's a tough pill to swallow for many Americans who have seen the market's losses eat into their retirement savings.
To see my 401k drop 40% over the last year or two, and even more so in the past couple days, that's devastating.
We just have to have faith and realize that we'll roll the punches and we'll do the best we can, whatever happens. But it's looking a little scary.
Down a half a dollar as well.
On Wall Street, fear of high risk and heavy losses helped fuel another major sell-off. Some broad market indices have now fallen more than 20% since April. Unless there's a turnaround soon, analysts say the decline could signal the unofficial start of a bear market. Millar Sega, VOA News.